Welcome to Voicing Startups, where I, Colin Bournes, interview founders and operators changing the world through audio, voice, and conversational technology. This week on the Voicing Startups podcast, I'm talking with Jay, founder and CEO of Robi. Robi is not just another ticketing software. Robi is able to automate your repetitive tasks such as employee questions, meeting scheduling, building services, and facility requests through conversational AI. This allows you to focus on what really matters, creating an amazing working environment. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Voicing Startups. Hey, Jay, thanks for coming on the Voicing Startups podcast.
Thanks for having me, Colin.
Can we start with just a background of yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Jay Xu, CEO and founder of Robi. So I basically started this company about 4 years ago, starting with an AI platform, actually. So that platform is, you know, focused on solving the problem for the company, don't have AI knowledge, but want to use AI technology. So simple platform, but it turns out to be the consulting shop. So I was looking into, you know, opportunity to productize the technology. So we met Allison Honeywell, which is building automation brand. And we found this really fascinating area. And then we brought up this Robi idea. And then they really love it. So we dig into it and realize this is a fantastic opportunity. So that's where we are.
Great. Yeah. So what's like the elevator pitch for Robi? And then could you talk a little bit more on that origin story and how you actually came up with the initial concept?
Right. So the Robi is a software solution, allow company to implement smart home technology in their office for saving their operational costs. So basically what we have found out is like thinking about your experience in the office and compare with your experience at home. Right. So when you have a comfort complaint in the office, you know, lighting adjustment or like hot cold call, or, you know, you have software problem or you have, you know, you want to order some office supply, some very straightforward request, like require you to submit a ticket. And each of the tickets take, you know, at least 20 minutes. And then it costs $10 per one request for a company. Right. And compared with home, you can connect that pretty much everything to your app or even voice device, right? And then it costs you 1 second and $0. So what we are thinking is like, why can we use that smart home technology in office to save money? That's simple as that.
Yeah, and then so when it comes to your target customer, could you talk about that a little bit? Are you targeting actual organizations? Are you targeting actual office buildings? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we targeting company. Basically, we sell into the company talking about, you know, how to make your office operate more efficiently by efficiently, not just about cost saving, but the other part like company really interested in is actually the productivity of employee, right? So if you really think about one disruption, distraction will cost 20 minutes to recover the focus. That's from the study, right? And then your length of a total distraction, so a 20 minute plus resolution time. So which means like the longer the resolution time you have, you actually like your employee is not really that productive, right? So that part is actually another part like company is really interested.
Great. Yeah, and I want to definitely dig into the actual use cases because from a high level, it makes sense to essentially bring smart home capabilities into an office. But I'd like to hear from your perspective some of the different use cases that Robi is capable of doing today. Can we just talk through a few of those?
Yeah. So example, there were two examples. So one big customer, they have a big issue. It's like a lot of employees complain about, you know, comfort, especially in a large office building. It's really hard to change the environment dynamically. So every request, like I mentioned, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. So you're supporting overwhelmed. Your employee was not happy. So that's what happened in their office. So what Robi can do, we directly connected to their HVAC and their lighting. So basically, they can direct through voice in the conference room to talk to the Alexa device, say, "Hey, I feel too hot, I feel too cold," or they connect with their chat, that's their Slack, and then can just like make the request right away. And Roby can directly change the environment. That's one use case. The other use cases we have found really interesting, the problem of meeting room scheduling. So Roby is able to connect it to your meeting scheduling system and also your receptionist services. So means like previously when you schedule a meeting with external guests, you need to find a time slot for everybody. You need to find a room, available room for everybody. And then you need to put it into receptionist services in a guest list, right? And then when guests coming in, receptionists need to make a call or something. So it's very manual, right? So now we streamline all together. So basically one click, seriously, it's just one click and then it's done. Like finding the time slot and then finding the room and putting in the receptionist app. So those are two classic examples. And then we do have some more advanced ones. So for example, you can set the reminder for your meeting. So for example, 5 minutes before your meeting ended, we dim the light. You know, things like that, you know, we pretty much tell the customers that you can create your own smart office to solve your problem.
Gotcha. And, you know, so I know that there's offerings from, let's say, Amazon with like Alexa blueprints and things like that. How would you say, or how would you compare to an offering like that? Or what's, I guess, your key value proposition versus other offerings, I guess, that I think are similar or going after a similar market as that you're going after?
Right. So I think the biggest challenge for any company want to do innovation in a commercial building is about the infrastructure. So if you want to implement some smart lighting or, you know, some control in some specific conference room, you need to change the infrastructure, right? I mean, to adapting to connect them to be connected, because most of the commercial building are not connected actually, right? So what Roby offer is actually, instead of, you know, completely renovate the infrastructure, we actually build on top of existing infrastructure. So our customer, they don't really need to pay any extra for the hardware devices. They can just very simply install our gateway software, and then they can, you know, activate and connect it to their existing chat platform or voice device, and they can start using it. So back to the point is that we try to implement your same experience at home to your office.
Gotcha. And so you explained a few use cases today, but that are allow or capable of or Roby is capable of doing today. But you're also talking about from an infrastructure perspective, enabling these buildings to have these experiences in the first place. So with the product offering as it stands today, you can use some of those different use cases, but is there going to be an opportunity for different organizations to, I guess, personalize or create their own sort of unique experiences?
That's exactly right. So that's the vision for us. So we pretty much thinking about, hey, everything you are doing at home, right? You can customize your own experience, right? Why can you do that in the office and completely self? And then that is a very exciting opportunity for us, because what we have learned from the customer is each of the customer have a different challenge when they operate their office. You know, it depends on their company size. It depends on, you know, how they set up their IT structure for ticketing and all that. So what I'm trying to say is a different company have a different problem. So ultimate goal is like, you know, how do we provide a very friendly interface they can completely self-serve and then create their own smart office experience to solve their own problem.
And when it comes to, I guess it might be tough to start looking into the future when it comes to those organizations being able to build out those experiences. But how much technical expertise are you guys planning for these organizations to be able to have, I guess, to create their own custom experiences? Is it going to be more of a click and drop sort of thing? Or are you going to have people that have some technical experience to build out these future experiences, do you think?
So for our customer, I think we want them to be completely do by themselves. Means like they don't need any engineer. That would be the goal. Like, you know, you are the support team member. You can directly use it. From our side, we definitely want to spend more resources on, like, you know, how do we bring this experience? I think the most challenging part is like, how do we connect, you know, commercial building to the internet, right? And then to be able to connect it to the facility equipment, if we want to do like, you know, more advanced control, right? Software is probably not the biggest issues, but it, you know, those connectivity things will be the things we are focused on. And then how do we make this experience can be completely self-serve. So give you a good example. It's like, you know, how would I know, like, you know, which HVAC location in what conference room, right? And then bring that experience to be so friendly, some people will be able to use it without technical background.
Got it. And then when it comes to, I guess, the key value propositions or the main benefits, both for the actual organizations that are adopting the technology, I think of that group, but then I also think of the everyday or the actual employees or people that are going to be using the Roby app. But when it comes to the first step organization, what do you think are those main benefits that these organizations get from using Roby?
So our customers, when I talk to them, I think the major part is employee satisfaction, actually. So it means like pretty much means like the productivity. However, when they measure the value of Roby, they turn into the dollar sign, right? Like how much requests you handle for me. And then that become like, you know, saving the operational cost kind of conversation when you go to the pricing. So the way we're doing this is like, okay, we charge per user, but we also communicate with them, say, hey, see the data, like how much requests we handle for you, right? Versus the price I charge you, you actually save more money. So that's like, you know, I think that's what company using Roby for.
Got it. And then for the actual employees, because you guys are in market today, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the employees that are actually using Roby, what are some of the feedback or the different things you've been hearing, I guess, positive, more on the positive side? I'm sure there's obviously some pain points or some, I guess, opportunities to improve the platform, but what are the main things that people, employees are enjoying with Roby?
I actually think this is a very interesting question and would love to share this. I actually think it's a psychological. So it means like when people make a request, they realize their request been handled so quick.
Yeah.
That moment they are happy. It's really interesting when you see that when they, so for example, schedule a meeting or something, right? You know, it just fully automated the whole process. But the excitement part is like, wow, it works, right? And especially, and then the other classic example is the HVAC when you change the temperature and all that. So people are excited about their request being taken care of so quick and then react so quick. I think that instant reaction like make people really happy about the whole experience.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, we're talking in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic and a lot of different questions, obviously, but I'd be curious to know from a Roby perspective, what sort of impact do you think this has on your business? Is it, and I'm also curious because, you know, obviously you're talking about making an office smart and a lot of that just means bringing a voice interface to a lot of different parts of, I guess, our day-to-day lives. And I just think of so many different things specifically in an office, whether it's like you're saying scheduling a meeting or even touching the iPad outside of the meeting or a different office before you go in or touching the dial to call, make your, or call into the Zoom or whatever that is. I see it as maybe an opportunity for you guys, but I'd be curious to know your outlook given coronavirus and everything.
So there's a two opportunity. What I have seen, yes, you're right. So one part is about leverage more voice technology, right? To kind of avoid people touching anything. For example, like receptionist app, right? Why not? We can have, you know, a voice device there. You can just like talk to it, right? And then that's one thing. But the other part we are very excited about is actually the remote working part as well. So when I say remote working, like at least in my organization, I mean, in Robi, I can totally see after completely remote, our productivity goes down a bit, right? Totally, right? People yeah. stay home, they're more comfortable, probably too comfortable. So they're not as productive as you are, as I was in the office. So here's an interesting challenge to my team right now. We are focused on like, then how do we bring that productive experience at home, right? How do we extend this, what I call smart office concept to be a little bit broader rather than completely centralized? How can we cover this remote worker, right? Even after this crisis, I mean, it's still very valuable because I think some of the company were thinking about more distribute, you know, the office set up as well, some of them, right? I assume. So voice could be a big part too, because I would say the adoption of voice device at home is much higher in the office, right? Sure. Then if you can use your existing voice device and then helping you work from home, how cool is that? So for example, you pretty much have an assistant next to you. You can ask them, hey, what is my meeting schedule, for example? I just take for example. Or you can say, hey, I have IT question, IT problem or IT question. Can I submit a ticket right away while you are working and then your voice device next to you, you know, hey, this kind of idea we're brainstorming internally, you know? So this is the opportunity we have seen.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't think about it from the remote perspective, but there's definitely gonna, I guess, be an opportunity to merge, I guess, both those worlds. Because obviously people that maybe weren't, didn't see the opportunity with remote and been sort of forced into it, maybe they're seeing a better opportunity. I know there's been a few people that are like very against the idea of remote work. And now after having done it for 2 or 3 weeks, they can start to see some of the value with it. But yeah, it's definitely no doubt we're going to a different world yeah. than we were living in before. The net sort of effect of it is definitely going to be more remote rather than less, right?
Right, right. So I'm looking into ourselves, say, okay, what are the challenges, right? So what we are focused on the problem right now. Say, okay, we'll work remotely. Even smaller organization, we are not that productive as usual, to be honest. I mean, and then we are thinking like, okay, how can we help use Robi to help ourselves to be productive first? I think this is something we are looking into it.
Yeah, I'm curious. So when you had that sort of initial vision with Robi, did you see it as being sort of that productivity as being sort of that key piece? I'm curious how if you ever had, I guess, sort of that vision for including the remote worker, if it's really this sort of situation that brought forward the idea of saying, you know what, I guess there is an opportunity to bring productivity, yeah. not just here in our everyday office, but really there's a much larger opportunity here.
Yeah. I think the challenge of productivity is it's hard to quantify it. And then every customer, if you pitch, you know, productivity as like, you know, your first KPI, then the problem will be like, how do you measure that?
Yeah.
And then it's really hard to measure, actually, very hard. There's like so many factors, right? You know, so I think productivity is something people, it becomes a common sense, right? People know you have to be productive anyway. But how do we quantify it? We actually using savings. So that's like yeah. the biggest lesson learned I have.
Yeah, that makes sense. So looking forward, or against, I guess, more against competition today, yeah. Maybe going into the years ahead, what do you think is your key differentiator for the business?
I think technical-wise, we do have that technology to connect the building. I think that's a key piece of it. Means like, you know, we want to prove to everybody we will be able to overcome like the connectivity of commercial building. I think that's a key part of it. Second part is our partnership. So we are signing a contract with several big partners right now to largely, massively distribute this connectivity to the commercial building. And then we really hope in the future your building could be Robi enabled.
Yeah.
That's how I'll go.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Lays that infrastructure, obviously, then to continue building. That's super exciting. So you continue looking to the future. Obviously, like you just mentioned, none of us saw any of this sort of weird times coming. But where do you see the product going over the next year or so, I guess, and then into the years ahead?
So next year, I think within 6 months to 1 year, we definitely want to bring this self-serve product online. So people, we are hoping within 1 year, you will be able to find if your building is Robi enabled or not. If yes, lucky you, you can just go on the website and then just do all by yourself. That's the 1 year goal. Thinking about more in the future plan, I think the other really interesting part for us, and we are planning to do that, is to leverage the data we have. So when I say data we have, it's not about the personal data. It's about like what kinds of requests in what location, in what kinds of condition they made. So if you have those kind of data, you can actually to do the really interesting machine learning to take the predictive action. A good example is I would know like when should I reorder the printer paper, right? Or like in a specific zone, how should I set up the environment, like in terms of temperature and lighting? Or in conference room, we can be smart too. Say, okay, energy saving mode. Say, okay, I look into the calendar. If there's no people, I just turn off the AC. You know, things like that. We pretty much want to create that living office. Put this way. So that's a super exciting goal and a very challenging for sure. But I believe we can do it.
Yeah, that's a fun vision to kind of look forward to. When it comes to the larger sort of voice and audio space, what gets you excited about the years ahead as well?
Yeah, the most exciting part, of course, I think is interesting timing right now from my perspective. I think it's early enough for startup, but not too early, like people too scared about this, you know. Means like we see a lot of use cases, especially in some occasion, like, you know, in conference room, for example, like the usage driving shifted 100% to voice in conference room. And super exciting for me because voice makes so much easier. You don't need to take out your cell phone or take out your laptop to make a request anymore, right? You can just talk to it. So for us, it's really exciting. We want to massively like deploy the voice technology in some occasion and communicate with the customer and say, hey, you know what? This is actually makes your adoption higher than it saves you more money in terms of like the number of requests, right? So things like that, I can see the big opportunity and which is early enough for startup, right? It's not yet been dominated by anyone yet. So really interesting opportunity for us.
Yeah, that's great. Jay, I really appreciate you coming on. Super interesting company both today and the vision is super exciting. And I'm looking forward to following the journey. When it comes to the listeners, if they want to follow Robi, if they want to maybe use Robi, bring it to their own office buildings, once we get let out of quarantine, where's the best place to either follow or become a customer? All that good stuff.
Yeah. So thanks for having me. It's really exciting to be here. So you can always find Robi at tellrobi.com, tellrobi.com. And you can follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, all the social media. We have that. Or you can directly write me an email, jay@tellrobi.com. So we are happy to help you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, Jay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This podcast is sponsored by VoicePunch VC. VoicePunch is a venture capital fund that is focused on voice-driven and voice-connected technology. So if you are a company or an entrepreneur that has a product that is in this sort of space, much like a lot of the different companies that I am interviewing, then you should reach out to the team by going to voicepunch.vc.